Radio.
Hey, everybody. Joe DeRosa here. Your, dare I say, favorite co-host of Emotional Hangs. Look, it's just us talking here right now. You don't have to keep secrets with me. I know you're happy I'm here this week alone doing the intro instead of that Kurt character. What a card that one is. Am I right? As Kurt told everybody last week, I'm in rehab. I'm recording this intro from rehab right now. I'm not in rehab. And he did say it was a joke. And a funny joke. God damn it, it's a funny joke. And I got a lot of messages from all of you wishing me well in my fake rehab. Very sincere messages wishing me well in a fake rehab. And can I tell you, people, my timeline flooded with these things. Flooded with these things. And you'd think at some point a concerned family member, maybe an agent or a manager even, would have seen this and said, what the hell is going on? Are you in a rehab? Not one person, not even one friend even, literally not one friend wrote to me and said, like, is this for real? So that's a whole other thing we'll get into another time when I have somebody to talk to about it. I can't try to tackle that right now by myself as I travel from city to city on the road with a backpack and a carry-on suitcase. I am out here. I was going to say roughing it, but I mean, who are we kidding? When you have a hard shell Samsonite carry-on, I mean, are you really roughing it at that point? It's not a Samsonite, people. I don't know the brand. It's a knockoff, but I just said Samsonite because I wanted to say a brand to get the sentence out, and then I said it, and then I felt self-conscious about saying it because it sounded like I'm throwing my big luggage dick in everybody's face. Well, I can afford Samson. I don't have Sam. I can't. I don't have it. I have a knockoff one. I got it from I got both suitcases from Amazon for $100 total. So leave me, you know, get off my back. I'm a real person. Thank you, Softies, for listening. We always appreciate it. We thank you so much for your kind messages and questions. We look forward to returning soon with some new episodes. We're going to do it this week via, you know, Skype, you know, remote studio, whatever. But Kurt is now out of town and unreachable. He is at a wellness retreat in, I think, Alaska, he said. So he's up there doing, can you believe this? He's up there doing like one of these like learn how to meditate better things. Like, but look, if that's your thing, fine. I just can't believe he spent money to go up and sit like in grass during solstice in Alaska. Like for a guy to be like, the key is to relax. Thanks. I appreciate that. This is good. This team building camp I came to learn how to meditate better. That's the key. Relax. Thank you. Oh, keep saying the mantra? Oh, okay. I'll keep saying. I was only saying it once or twice, and I was just kind of drifting off. Keep saying. Oh, now I get it. Anyway, we will be back. And by the way, this isn't a joke. When Kurt said the thing about the rehab, he's like, I'm just kidding. This is serious. He's at a wellness retreat right now in Alaska. I believe it's solstice. And so send him tips if you have them. Hey, Kurt, here's how you mantra better. Here's how you sit like this so the stars shoot directly through your head and you're in a good receiving solar position with your body. You know, all that stuff. Send him some tips. He'll appreciate it. And this is another classic episode of Emotional Hangs. We thought it'd be fun to put these out when we can. And lucky enough, we were able to put two out in a row this week. We might just put the third one out next week as well. This is the third. The second one was last week. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on anymore. I've been on the road for too long. Anyway, this is episode 3. Of the original run of Emotional Hangs, which was originally released through Kurt's podcast, The K-Hole, and my podcast, Down with Joe DeRosa, This took place about a year or two ago, somewhere in there. I was reading the description of the episode. It says, Kurt and I hit our first bump in the road in this episode. This is it. This is when it starts to truly become the emotional hangs. This is where the, you know, the seeds are really first starting to be planted for what the show would become. And, you know, it's what you folks love. It's two men getting soft. In the meantime, if you do hear this on the day it's released, this weekend I am in Austin, Texas at the Cap City Comedy Club. Come through, say hi, see a show, enjoy yourselves. Let's have a toast. Other than that, take care of yourselves. And this thing's going to start right up as soon as I count it off. So on the count of three, one, two, three, let's get soft.
Let's get soft if you want to get soft with it. Sometimes you feel you gotta love somebody, and that somebody is you. Sometimes we feel we need to touch somebody, touch somebody. Get soft if you want to get soft with it.
I don't want to.
That.
I'm too.
Taken.
This is what it's all about. I'm too insecure to assume the position of taking the lead during the intro of this thing. So why don't we both do it?
Ready?
Welcome
to
Emotional
Hangs
with
Joe
and
Kurt.
Episode
3.
There you go.
There we go. Look at that. Teamwork.
Teamwork. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, and I'm actually not good.
Uh-oh, get into it right off the bat. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got so much.
Look, I'll open up right on this thing.
Get out.
I'm at
get
that
into
stage
it.
In life.
Uh-huh.
This week, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
What?
Not married.
What? Whoa, whoa.
Not married, not in a committed relationship,
uh-huh.
Not owning my own place that I live in.
Yeah.
Wondering what the future holds, you know?
You had a fucking week of it.
Oh, I had a big week of it. And this is like downtime. This is downtime in the business.
Yeah.
Because pilot season is sort of over.
It's over.
And it sucked this year. Like, I'm like in that zone where it's like, you're not old enough to be a dad, but you're not young enough for anybody to give a shit.
Yeah.
So, like, that was kind of slow, and like, the road has been like, it's fine, but it's not electrifying right now. And I'm waiting for staffing season with writing and stuff to start. So you're just, this is the time where you're really in this like sort of interim, like.
I've been in the same place, man.
Really?
I've been in the same place. Like, well, I mean, Monday, even like, you know, we recorded an album for Hot Tub on Monday.
You and Kristen, not
yeah.
we. You, not
oh,
you
yeah,
and me.
We. When I,
you
yeah.
and Kristen, yeah.
Yeah, Kristen and I. And I came home after the recording just depressed. And that should be, like, this is a show I've been doing for 10 years. We're finally committing it to vinyl. Should be a cool thing.
Right.
And I was just like, ugh.
It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. And I've been, yeah, because I cleared my whole schedule for all of April. I've been struggling with this because I cleared my whole schedule thinking I'd be doing something. And then that thing didn't happen. And so now, then I just didn't have anything on and just sitting around like, well, I know I should be writing stand-up. And then I just, like, go to write and, like, just fucking stare at myself for 2 hours. And then I come home and I'm like, I should shoot myself in the mouth.
Yeah, man, I'd like to do that, you know?
I'd love to do that.
Sometimes.
And then watching all these amazing things on television that are so funny and so good and just be like, maybe it's not for me, guys.
Oh, I hear you, buddy. I was up at, you know, it's funny because I thought of you because I was at Parler Live.
Oh,
in
boy.
Seattle this weekend.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed myself. The staff was very nice. The shows were good. I was up there with John Reap doing shows. He's a great guy. I'd never met him.
Uh-huh.
We hit it off instantly. I'm like, you're going to be one of my new LA friends, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's great. Everything was fine. Hotel was nice.
Yeah. You can walk from your hotel to the club inside a mall.
Yeah. Met great people after the shows. Like, like met, made friends, like hung out with people, like everything was.
You make friends with people after a club show?
Not often, which is why I bring that detail up.
I mean, I don't even understand how that happens. The moment that show is over,
here's how
I get a vodka soda and I walk back to my hotel.
Oh, here's how it happens. I got on stage on Thursday and I said,
who's got my
John wasn't yeah. John wasn't there on Thursday, so I was alone Thursday, and I got up on Thursday and I said there was not a very big turnout Thursday.
Neither for me.
Yeah.
We're at the same spot. Right in the middle.
Oh God. And in fact, the feature on Thursday goes, never seen it this empty.
Oh, fuck that dude.
That's what I said.
Fuck you.
He was a great dude. I liked him a lot, but I go, well, that's what you want to hear. I said that to him.
Yeah.
And he goes, no. He goes, you're taking that the wrong way. It's tax day today. He was like, this is a terrible day for the town we're in right now. These are people that do not like tax day. That's what he said. I don't know if it was an excuse. I said to him, I'd like to be somewhere on the road for once where there is an excuse, where there's no excuse for what's going wrong, where they just go, it's going great. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So I kind of took that on stage and said, like, every fucking town, every city, it's some goddamn excuse. You know, my joke is I always go, I get to the club and they go, it turns out the Beatles aren't dead. They're doing reunion shows upstairs all weekend. Yeah. It's always like right across the street.
Yeah.
It's the Daffodil Festival this week. It's right across the street.
Daffodil Festival.
Yeah, you know? So like, it's just like, all right. And I was on stage, there's like 30 people there, 40 people, and I was like, I just started in on it. I was like, guys, I'm going to kill myself tonight.
Really?
And I was like, I'm not really going to kill myself, but let's have fun with the idea of it. I think it's time. Everywhere I go, they're like, we're sorry. The firemen are having their homecoming this weekend. I go, just stop telling me the excuses and just say, Joe, it's not going to happen.
It's you.
It's you. It's not turning over. Just accept it. And I was like, who here is hanging out after the show tonight? And two people raised their hand and I said, can we please hang out tonight after the show?
Holy shit. Did you open with this?
Yeah. Yeah. It was getting laughs. It was getting big laughs. I said, can we please hang out at the show? The two girls said, yeah. Then a waitress in the back goes, I'll take you out after the show. I go, great. That waitress walked out halfway through the show.
No.
Just left.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's like, I'll pity you. And then watched half your set and was like, I can't even do it.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Maybe it's the opening 25-minute chunk about death. Hey, doesn't this sound like it'll be a fun drink? No, let's go out and discuss our inevitable demise.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
So these two people in the front, they were like, we'll hang out. And I was like, can we please go out after this? And they were like, yeah. And then two or three other people were like, well, we'll go out too. And we all went out and we had a great time.
Here's my question, though. How do you eliminate that barrier of like people who just saw you perform and don't know you, so therefore just kind of treat you weird and awkward the whole time? Like, my answer to it is just get real drunk.
Oh, we got wasted.
But I mean, like, at what point does it like stop being like people like be like, well, you don't understand this because you're from Los Angeles.
Oh, Kurt, I'd say that stops about 15 minutes into my act. When I'm on stage going like, I wake up with a stomach ache every day and my head is saying, you'll never meet the one, your career isn't working out. When that's your fifth or sixth joke in, they're like, this is a normal guy we're dealing with. He's not putting on airs. That's a real joke.
Oh.
My act right now is pretty. It's funny. It's funny, and I'm proud of it. My new hour, in my opinion, is the best hour I've ever put together so far. And like, but it's literally death, anxiety, and then scum of the earth is the last like 20 minutes, and me talking about what scumbags people are now. And it's so it's dark, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, but like my point is like when you're opening, you know, with like, do you think about dying? Because I think about it all the time.
We all think about dying, you know, but most people are just less honest about it.
Yeah. You kind of lose that. Make us laugh.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, we're just going to be talking about this stuff, whether you like it or not. They're trying not to lead me into bits at the bar. Please. Just.
Don't even get started with us.
Yeah. So that's where that is.
Oh, so we haven't even explained it for if people are just tuning in for the first time in Emotional Hangs, what the fuck this is all about. Right?
Go for it, because I feel like I've been yapping.
First off, we get together, we have some drinks.
Yeah, hold on. What are you?
You know what? I remember, go fuck yourself about my drink.
Oh, wait.
You know what? What? Wait.
I never said why I thought about you at Parlor Live.
Oh, why did you think about me at Parlor
and
Live? Finish the story.
The first time I ever got booked there, it was going to be you and I going up together.
Oh, that's right.
To do shows.
And then you canceled it.
No.
You canceled it.
No, I feel like... No, you're right. I had to reschedule it.
Yeah.
And then the second time, you couldn't do it.
Right.
And I was up... I forgot that's what happened. Because I was up there this weekend going, I remember when Kurt and I were supposed to come here. And then he canceled it. Because he's got things going on. And I'm here without anybody to talk to. That's where my head went. I was just picturing you in front of a packed theater.
No, like, the reason I couldn't go is because I was just there like whatever, four months ago, 3 months ago.
I was remembering the first time we went up as me going and you bailing. Mm-mm. And that's not what happened.
No, you bailed.
Oh man, I got to start remembering the good things.
When you bailed on
I
was
remembering that I bailed sometimes.
So why do you think of it? So you're talking about me on stage? Or is
no,
that
no, no, no.
Just that's
was,
it.
I'm serious. My whole thing was I saw 40 people at Thursday night show, and I was like, my thought was, I remember when Kurt and I were supposed to come up here, and then I remembered it as you bailing, and I was like, he's probably in some theater right now, and he's doing very well.
No.
No, I'm not doing very well. But I'm happy to hear.
We're on the same path.
That makes me happy. Not because I want you to fail, because it makes me feel like I have camaraderie.
No, yeah. No.
What's your path? Same path.
Same path.
Thursday night?
Thursday night, terrible.
Where were
you? Friday night, people I don't want to talk to. Saturday night, just too many of them. Also, I don't want to talk to him. But that's for everywhere for me.
Where were you?
Where it's like, oh, this weekend? Yeah. No, I wasn't anywhere this week. Oh, I was in New Orleans for this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I was at a bachelor party.
When you said we had the same Thursday, I meant
same path of life.
I got you, okay.
Of just feeling like that. So anyway, the point of Emotional Hangs for people who are just coming in because of the fucking rave reviews that are fucking posting up everywhere, bam, bam, is Joe and I. Getting to know each other, becoming friends as adult men, and we drink while we do it, only because the name of the show comes from me drunkenly saying we have emotional hangs and hugging him, and then threatening to punch him and then hugging him again.
Kurt was real drunk one night, threatened to punch me, then would hug me, then would threaten to punch me, then would hug me, which is what I had imagined what it's like being married to some kind of man that drives a vehicle that I don't have a license to drive. And then he hugged me and said, I love you, buddy. We have emotional hangs. And then the next day I was just telling you said that because I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
And then you said, that sounds like a podcast. And then 2 months later,
boom, here
finally,
we are.
We started doing it.
So first off, first topic of conversation.
Today?
Joe's apartment smells like a dog. as a single man, I think you need to fix that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you do.
Is it a strong smell?
It's enough
when
I came in.
I mean, I have a dog. Say that. It doesn't smell like a dog.
No, I thought when I walked in, I was like, because you were like, because you pushed the meeting back by 10 minutes because you had to, and you said, take a shower and take a shit. And I did think in my head, did he shit in a kitty litter box? I swear to God, I did think that.
Oh,
did he shit in a kitty litter box? So
it's that strong of a dog smell. My new dog is causing that much of a dog.
I mean, I'm going to smell your dog right now. No, your dog doesn't smell like what that smell is.
It's because of him, though.
I mean, I don't know. You can blame it on him, or maybe you're pissing the bed.
I'm not pissing the bed. You were here many times.
And it's the first time I've noticed the smell.
Yeah.
Something new happened.
It's clearly related to the dog. No, it's a dog living in your house shedding.
Maybe. Shave him. Shave him bald.
Shave. I thought you said shame him. You smell, you stupid dog. My friend Pat Walsh came over the other day, and he said, I'm telling you this as a friend. Your house is starting to smell like a guy that has a dog.
Yeah. No, I think that's two. So that your house two. Smells.
But now your apartment doesn't smell like dog at all?
No.
How do you not do that?
Shorter haired dog, maybe. I have no idea.
Do you bathe your dog a lot?
No, never.
Do you think it's because you have... I was in your apartment before. You weren't there. It was for a apartment crawl we were doing. Don't worry. Nothing weird. Nothing
no,
suspicious
I know.
Was happening.
I remember. I've missed the... both apartment crawls. I'm very sad about
it. I missed the second one, but I was at the first one. The apartment crawl was we went to different people's apartments like they were bars and did an apartment crawl.
Yeah. know, like fucking adults.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like adults that don't actually have day jobs.
Like men speeding towards 40 do.
Without children.
Yeah.
Well, I like men who have refused all types of responsibility, including day jobs and children.
And don't worry, ladies. It was real man type shit. Like every guy had to design a specialty drink for his apartment.
Lest you think this was some heath and wild west type environment.
Yeah.
No, everyone needed to have snacks. And a specialty cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, not like Sex in the City would have done it. but I was in your place. You have a lot of tile in your place. I think that helps.
Yeah, I got no tile. Zero tile.
No, you have tile.
Zero
you have
tile.
You have all carpet?
No carpet.
And you don't have dog smell?
No.
Do you not let him on the couch or something?
I let him everywhere. I let her everywhere. I've already forgotten the type of dog.
Do you have a cleaning lady that comes in?
No cleaning lady.
Do you guys clean incessantly?
Never clean.
Well, then something's wrong here.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What? Something's wrong with you.
No, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm the cleanest guy you know.
No, you are a very clean man.
I'm like OCD
clean. You're OCD clean. You're the type of guy who's like, what am I doing? I'm getting dressed. I'm going to put on a Seinfeld episode just to have it in the background while I dress. Like, that's a level of detail I would never think of.
Yeah.
I would just dress and then lay down somewhere.
Immediate. Nowhere to go. Just put this outfit
just
on for no reason. I got dressed because it's mandatory, but now I'm going
to
sleep.
But now I'm going to go to bed.
Well,
so,
I don't know. Maybe I also never open the windows. Maybe that's what it is.
I have no idea.
Do you?
I don't know why your apartment smells, and it's not my job to figure it out. It's your fucking job.
Fuck off. Don't leave me hanging here alone.
What? I don't know why your apartment smells.
But
I think
wait
your
a minute.
Dog's jumping up, peeing on a... on
he
a piece of the ceiling
pee.
Or something.
Do you
it's a wait, good dog.
Do you open the windows a lot in your place?
We got what like it opens up. The whole thing opens up.
So you but do you do that frequently?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Maybe.
Because I remember the first time you ever came here, you started opening all my windows. You
know, oh really?
Like, you're like, LA, we like it breezy. Open your windows, man.
LA, we like it breezy. That's, I never fucking said
that. That's what
that.
You said.
Fuck you.
That's
LA,
you
we like
that's
it.
That's what
breezy.
You said. And then you did a pirouette and then you queefed. And ate a cupcake that had spiral icing on top of it.
And then I was just drinking a Cosmo. I left immediately and walked down the street.
With an umbrella. Yeah. Even though I wasn't raining. You said you were like, people in L.A., they like the windows open. I forget how you phrased it.
I didn't say people in L.A.
That's what you said, Kurt.
I don't.
And I'm not going to debate it with you.
All right.
You
that's
said
fine.
It.
That's
you
fine.
Absolutely said it. Maybe then you thought my house smelled and you had to open the windows.
Hey, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, Jesus.
Never thought of it before.
I never...
I don't want this to keep you up at night.
It probably will.
I know. On Sunday and Monday nights, I just had free-floating anxiety. Instead of sleep, my body was just like, oh, you want to sleep? What about this anxiety that just kind of flits from topic to topic?
What do you have an anxiety about?
I have no idea.
In my head, you're living a dream.
No, not at all.
What's wrong in your life?
Everything.
Well, talk to me about it.
It was just free-floating anxiety about career stuff, I guess. It was also because I drank coffee at like 6 p.m. and then tried to go to bed. And then it was just like, nope, my body was like, no, we're going to stay up, kind of think about stuff.
So you go to bed at 8 p.m.?
No, I drank coffee at 6 and then went to bed at a normal hour.
What time?
Excuse me. Midnight?
Congrats on the first real burp I've ever seen you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Have.
Always blowing it out.
Always burping silently and then blowing it to the side. I'm glad you finally just let it out.
Thank you.
Wait,
here's my question, though. Fuck this free-floating anxiety. We all have this anxiety that our lives are not where they're supposed to be, that they're not as good as we think we are at our given profession.
Right.
That we're going to just die penniless.
These are all the things I talked to my therapist about today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's just a normal free flow. That's like just the shit that's like everybody has. It's all background noise, and we all have to fucking deal with it.
Sure.
And it doesn't – so it's like it's fucking boring. Just sure. Keeps you up at night.
In fact, I'm curious. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm curious to see or hear if you do or don't have these anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been very nice in tweeting us about the podcast, telling us their thoughts. It's been great. Thank you all for listening. But for those of you that are taking the time to tweet us and let us know, do you have these anxieties, or is this just like a me and Kurt
thing,
personality type kind of thing?
I think we have different personality types, though.
I do think we have different personality types, but I do think that we're even – okay – different personality types in normal people are very different. I think different personality types amongst comedians are still 60% similar.
Yes.
Hey, stop that. My dog just bit my shoe. This house smells because of you.
I fear the wrath that will be taken out.
I would never.
I don't even know what your dog's name is.
Khan.
Khan, that's right.
I would never take anything out on him. I cuddle with him. I talk and baby talk to him. I act in a way that no one has ever seen me act with.
I love that.
But yeah, I think like comics are always 60% alike.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then there's only a 40% variable.
Okay, you know? That makes sense to me. So here's a question, going back to the con, that you act with con different than anyone has ever seen you act.
Yes.
So the fact that we don't have children, because that's the way you act with children, right? There's like deep vulnerability, this deep like no problem to humiliate yourself in any way as long as it's good for your child, right?
Right.
Do you think, and on some level, human like psychology evolved in a way that you're actually not fully formed. Like, you're not actually the person you actually will be or were supposed to be until you've had a child, so that you just have that kind of like vulnerability. Like, I'll humiliate myself. Myself is not important to this thing that like makes you kind of different than what we are.
I don't think it's a fully formed scenario,
but it changes you.
I think it changes you. But it changes you into a person that is doing that thing. Do you know what I mean? I think if you want to do that and that's your goal or one of your goals, I think then, yeah, that is a fully fulfilled formation.
Because evolution doesn't have like a plan for anybody.
Right. But I think somebody that says, I don't care to have children ever. I don't care to be married ever. I care to be independent for all time, because that's what I believe is the strongest form of a person, or then I think then that person's right too.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I wasn't trying to apply any sort of
I know.
Nature versus nurture idea.
No. I'm just responding based on the words you used. I'm just responding based on
the seemingly Nazi-like genetic requirements I was spouting.
But what I'm saying is like, I think fully formed applies to the person that's like, I got the dog because I said to myself, you know, I haven't had a lot of long-term relationships in my life with women. I've been on my own for a very long time. I've been a bachelor for a very long time. It would be good for me to know what it's like to put something else in front of me for a change. Now, that's not the only reason I got the dog. I wanted a dog, and I thought it'd be nice to have a dog in here, in my house and part of my life, and for several reasons. But one of them definitely was like, it'll also be good for me to learn how to put somebody else's needs or something else's needs in front of mine, and it has taught me that. So in my case – yes, that was a the next step in the progress or formation or whatever. But I think there are plenty of people out there that don't feel that, and that's fine too.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. We still haven't talked. We have to get down to the point of the podcast, which is the friendship that is burgeoning between us.
Yeah,
and the fact that some shit happened last week.
We're only 28 minutes in.
Oh, I think I've got stuff after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I got some stuff.
Oh, great! I love it. Okay. I got to get my phone.
Okay.
Because I want to read the text that took place between us.
Okay, great. So, yes. Go get your phone. I'll set it up a little bit.
This is a twofold thing that I want to bring up.
This is a twofold.
We're getting in, without question, the deepest water we've gotten into yet.
To get some very deep water, and I'm happy. I'm ready. I'm excited to go there. Because this is what friendship is about.
I'm excited, too. Hold on. Yeah. I'm going to refill my drink, too.
Yeah, let's
get it. Do you want to refill for your island drink that you're having?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry that you don't have seltzer water in your home.
This is what he says.
Like a man.
He comes in. He goes, "Do you have vodka?" I go, "Yeah." He pours the vodka. He goes, "Do you have seltzer?" I go, "No, but I have tonic." And he goes, "The fuck are you? What am I? What?" Gets visibly annoyed, then goes for the cranberry lemonade mixer over the tonic.
The tonic, I hate to taste the tonic. You know, because I think maybe because my dad only drinks gin and tonics. And so, like, I've just gotten a taste for it where I'm just like, oh, I've had it too much.
You have a good relationship with your dad?
It's fine.
Oh, that's a whole other podcast. Daddies. The next episode
is daddies. Emotional hangs, .. daddies.
All right.
Pause this shit.
Okay.
We are back.
Refilled my drink. To them, it was seamless. There was no pause. We're saying we're back.
No pause.
They don't know. That was a 6-day break. There's my dog barking.
Con, come here.
Okay. So let's get to the meat of the thing.
Let's get to the meat of the thing.
Con, go up on the couch. Go up on the couch with Kurt there. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right, so here's what happens.
You give the story, the narrative.
Two weeks ago. About.
Almost.
We did the second episode of this podcast. It was a Friday. We recorded here at the house. Beforehand, I texted Kurt. I said, "Hey, buddy, after Emotional Hangs on Friday, I don't have any spots. Do you want to go out and get a drink?" He said, "Yeah, let's do it." We went out. We had a drink or two. We had a fun time. We walked the dog together. Mm-hmm. It was basically a 4-hour hang.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there when all was said and done. We met other friends at the bar. Pete Holmes, who you may know.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Walsh, once again.
Mm-hmm.
Pete's girlfriend was there. A mm-hmm. Bunch of people came. We told them the premise of Emotional Hangs. They were laughing. They were like, "This is a great podcast idea." All in all, a bonding experience Friday. So, positive, right? That's what one would think. Step closer.
Yeah.
To friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, the next night I'm out with dear friends of mine, Vince, Avril, and Georgia, and they're very sweet people. Love them very much. You're friends with them.
Yeah.
Georgia is more friends with your wife,
That's true.
And I'm more friends with Vince, but I mean, we're all good friends in the group. So we're at a bar on Saturday. And Vince says to me, "Are you going to Kurt's thing tomorrow?" Meaning Sunday afternoon. I said, "What thing? What are you talking about?" He goes, "You know, he and Lauren are having that party." I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about right now." He said, "Must be an oversight. There's no way you weren't invited. There's no way you weren't invited to this party. It must be an oversight. You just text him." I say to Georgia, show me the invite for the party. She shows it to me. I go, you're right. There's no way I wasn't invited.
Wait, I had no idea it was this deep.
To this party.
Uh-huh.
Invite sent out by Kurt, by the way.
Yeah.
By Kurt.
By me.
This is the invite, by the way. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, my God. You're going to read the invite?
I don't know. I don't have it here.
Oh.
But I'm just going to sort of paraphrase just so everybody knows my side of the story.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of, hey, guys, we're moving soon. Why don't you come over? We'll have a pool party. It'll be a lot of fun. By the way, parentheses, it's also my wife's birthday, but she's trying to play it cool. So just come over. We'll get drunk. We'll swim.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty loose to me. So I go, no, I wasn't invited to that. And Vince and Georgia are swearing up and down. It must be an oversight. I said it must be, too. We had a four-hour bonding hang yesterday. Our podcast is about the growth of our friendship. They say text them. I say fine. Saturday, April 4th, 9:33 p.m. This text goes out. Emotional Hangs Episode 3 will be all about how I just heard you're having a get-together tomorrow and I didn't get invited. I show Vince and Georgia. They go, that's perfect. That's funny. We get it. That's great. You're going to get the invite. 9:45 comes. No response. 10 o'clock, no response. 10:15, no response. 10:30. No response. I say, what? Who doesn't respond to that text for this long? 11 p.m. in all caps from Kurt on my phone. It's my wife's B-day, and she invited only women, parentheses, and the men who are their partners, period. Come on, quintuple exclamation points. Fuck you! Exclamation point. Now I get, like, self-conscious. I'm like, was I being too? I was just fucking around, I thought. Still didn't get the invite notice, everybody. Notice that he didn't say, just come to the thing. Sorry, that's why I didn't invite. Still didn't get the invite. Then I write back. Immediately write back. I don't wait an hour and 45 minutes. I just write back. I was unaware of those details. I figured that was the case, though. This text exchange is the next podcast. I'm sorry I doubted you. And then no response.
All right.
He doesn't respond to that text.
There. So first off, I have two. I have a two-parter on this one.
Oh, I love it.
I have a two-parter on this one. Because I am in no way in the wrong in this situation.
Okay.
Which sounds, from your telling of the story, it sounds that I am a horrible person.
But by the way, I am also friends with your wife.
But, okay, so here's the deal. Okay, first and foremost. Yeah. Okay, so wait. So first, on the response time on the text,
yes.
I was recording Meltdown for TV.
Okay.
So I got it. I literally saw it. And in Meltdown, if you guys haven't seen it, there's cameras on you at all times. So you're backstage and you're like having to kind of like do bits with people and kind of be on, even though you're like, I got to go do TV in a few moments.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. So I got that. I got it, and then I waited until I finished recording, sent that message, then went to the after party and got very drunk. That's why I never responded to you.
Okay.
So that explains the text
times.
She
were busy hobnobbing around Hollywood.
I was not hobnobbing. I was more being weirdly paranoid because I got a little stoned before I went to the party.
Why did you do that? Why would you ever do that?
Because Brett Gelman had weed and he was smoking and I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Nope. And I was like, oh, I'm very uncomfortable. Yeah. Now every conversation, you're Mike Judge. You're Mike Judge. You're Mike Judge. You're Mike Judge. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just looking at Mike
right.
Judge.
And then
thinking
there's
he's
another
Mike
voice
Judge.
Going, and your jury, and your jury, and your jury. Yeah. All right. So
that's
okay.
The text.
Fair enough.
Now, from the get-go, that party was Lauren's birthday party.
Yeah.
She gave me the invite list. And then, right as I was writing it up, like, it's Lauren's birthday. The invite list, by the way, only ladies. And wrote it up, and then she was like, hey, you know what? Just say we're doing it because we're moving, because I don't want people like bringing birthday
okay.
presents and stuff like that.
Okay.
And that's the whole.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Well, I've got an ace in my pocket.
Go ahead.
To this.
Go ahead.
I happened to find out that the party bounced around to a few bars.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
You know.
Wait, okay. So the party started. The party started at a park.
It was in a park, everybody. It wasn't even at their house. It was in a public place.
It's in a park.
Okay.
Okay. So you know what? I'll have the public park. Then we went to bars. At the end, we left the park at 7 p.m. I was so drunk at that point. We went to Chavo's. Then we went to a local strip club.
Oh, I know where you went.
Yeah. Went to Jumbo. All right. So give me your information about all of this.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, if you're saying you didn't invite me to the public part, that's fine because you were too drunk.
The public park.
You were too drunk.
Yeah.
When you left or whatever.
Yeah.
I happen to know there was a single man at this party.
Who?
Your friend and ours, a man that's been a guest on my own podcast. I'm sure he's been a guest on yours. One Scotty Landis.
Oh, Scotty Landis.
Was at the party. Now, I was willing to let that slide because I said Kurt and Scotty did a TV show together. Maybe he got some kind of special he's the one single guy pass.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's close with the family.
Yeah.
Maybe if in the wedding he was the part of the party. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so I didn't get too upset. But I said I know for a fact Scotty was there.
Yeah. Oh, no, Scotty was there. So Scotty was totally there. And Scotty was, first off, Scotty was invited. So here, do you want to, I'm just going to come totally clean with the whole thing.
Come clean!
I'm going to have come clean with the whole thing. So this is the situation.
Can I tell you what my paranoia is right now?
That I'm lying to you.
No, I don't think you're lying at all. My paranoia is, does Kurt's lovely wife, Lauren, not like me?
No.
That was my paranoia.
This is more, the reason I haven't said anything is because it's more about an issue with my wife and I. And I'm just going to...
Are you going to get in trouble for saying this on the podcast?
I don't think so. Okay, and that's why I was like, I can talk about this.
Okay, great.
We have an issue in the fact that it's a twofold issue. Okay. One is I can be very bossy and take over a situation very quickly.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's one penchant that I have, and it happens on a routine basis.
Okay.
And even though I try not to, I do it.
Right.
And then the other side is that I have an enormous amount of close friends because I lived in New York for so long, and I grew up in New Jersey, so therefore, like, I had, like, this crew that was around me at all times.
Fair enough.
And also, I had been in a 13-year relationship with a woman, then had broken up with her. And then when my wife met me, I was doing a one-man show about her, essentially. Okay?
Right.
And so then when we were first dating, she was always around, and she was always part of this, like, crew. So what tends to happen is that if we're starting a party invite, it very quickly becomes me name-wise.
I gotcha.
Lauren ends up with 5 people and I have 85 people there. She feels kind of like, well, this isn't even my party. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
So this is her birthday party. And I had been, we're like inviting people and I was like, can I invite these 2 people? Cause they're like a couple. And even though they're like, one's a woman, and Lauren's like, oh, okay, you know.
I got you.
And then I was like, and then waiting, and I was like, can I invite Joe? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, can I invite Scotty? She's like, now it's going to just be a bunch of your friends and then no friends of mine. I was like, you know what? I'll take them off. No problem. We'll only invite the women you want. Just give me the list and we'll do it. That was the conversation we had.
Okay.
And then Scotty got invited through Kristen, because we're all, the 3 of us always hang out whenever we hang out together.
Who's Kristen?
Kristen Shaw.
Oh, Kristen Shaw.
Yeah.
Duh. Who else would Kristen be?
Yeah.
Is there another Kristen besides the one you've been working with for 13 years?
For the last 10 years, yeah.
Okay.
So that was, then all of a sudden it became this thing.
I got you.
Also, there's another side level to this that I think...
Which is my wife doesn't like you.
No, I think that... Then this is the second topic I want to get into, is that is that because of the fact that we started Emotional Hangs the week after Lauren and I started our podcast.
I swear to God, I thought this might have something to do with it.
No, I don't think there's no bad blood in any way, shape, or form.
I know there's not bad blood, but I swear to God, I think it might be related.
It's just a little sensitive.
Explain to the audience.
Oh, so I have a multi-format podcast. This is one of them, of course. And then another one is called Wedlock, and it's my wife and I talking about marriage. And we take relationship questions and we talk about, like, you know, how to be married and how we're finding marriage because we just recently got married. So in a way, it is the heterosexual male-female version of Emotional Hangs because it's like a new marriage. This is a new friendship.
Right.
And so it was just complete chance that they started 2 weeks – 1 week apart from each other.
Right.
And she hasn't said anything about it, but I do feel like she's like, oh, can I go do another Emotional Hangs? All right, well, let's make sure we get another Wedlock out there.
Right.
And then it's just like this weird thing.
This is a weird spot for me because I felt in a weird way that I was competing with your wife. And I felt like for a minute that I was the other Lauren. Because of the podcast thing, and that maybe she was saying, you know what? I don't like this floozy Joe you're running around with.
That I'm having an affair with Joe.
Not an affair,
yeah.
But like I do feel like I play the floozy role in many married people's lives, meaning that I'm the perpetually single guy.
And I'm always going out. Like, come on, come out with me.
Let's go to another bar. Yeah, why don't we try these drugs?
Yeah, you know
what I mean? I'm that. I'm the guy. Like, let's have fun. I'm also the guy that's like. That, like, it's people, you know, my married friends a lot of the time, I'm their scapegoat friend.
Right.
Baby, you know how it is. I'm going to go spend a couple days at Joe's place. We're going to be a little nuts. And I hate being.
I hate that because I was that guy for a while.
Yeah.
And I hate being that. I hate that idea.
I hate the idea of it because it's like, fuck off. It's like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the only one doing this. We're all doing this. So my worry was. That Lauren was looking at me as that guy in your life.
No, not at all.
And that I was being some kind of this is the scenario I had in my head. Ready? Uh-huh. I'll be Lauren. You be you.
Okay.
Can we? And then you got to be like, can we invite Joe?
Can we invite Joe?
You know, Kurt. It's not that kind of party.
No. Not in any way, shape, or form. Also, you know what? And I'll have to fully own up to this as well. Can't believe getting this open, this fucking podcast.
Let's do it!
Is that both times that we've done the podcast, we've had a few, and it's been like, we, you know, start at 6, have a few drinks, and then for some reason, I always fuck up. Like, I don't explain where I am, or I don't, like, tell her. I make plans with her, and then I'm late. So every time I've come from this podcast has been, like, an arrival at a point where it's, like, it's my fault completely because I was just, like, I spaced on saying, like,
right.
Come on, we're doing this, or I'm drunk, or whatever. And then I just show up, like, hey. And then she's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm podcasting. Shut up.
Let me invite my friends over.
And it has nothing to do with her. It's all on me.
Sure.
And so it's all of that.
I will say this, by the way, and especially, I'm saying this especially if Lauren ever listens to this episode. My thoughts, my concerns of, like, does Lauren not like me? This is not in any way me being like, oh, my friend's wife is being a drag with me. This is me being like, I love your wife. I think she is a fucking blast.
I think she thinks of you as a friend, and you think of her as a friend.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I got sad when I started to think, like, am I not friends with her? That made me sad.
Right.
Because I would say, big step for Lauren and I, we did a storytelling show together a while back when you were out of town. And I watched her story and she watched my story, and we were very complimentary afterwards. And as I was leaving, she said, when KB gets back into town, we got to hang.
Yeah.
And that was huge to me because I was like, that's awesome when you're because I met her as your fiance. That's how I met her. You know what I mean?
No, you didn't.
Or as your girlfriend.
You didn't. You met her and just thought her she was a lady at a party. Yes,
that is true. And I was talking to her, I was having a great time, and I was like, and then she said, I have a boyfriend. And I was like, God damn it, who? And she was like, Kurt. And I was like, oh,
and then she
like
came
him.
Back from that party and just be like, Joe DeRosa is fucking awesome. I love Joe DeRosa. And I was like, Joe DeRosa thought you were sickle for, I never said that, but in my head I was like, I know this dynamic.
I did till she said I date Kurt
Braunohler.
Of course,
of course.
And then
yeah,
I
yeah.
said, and I told you this that when you were
the first guest
ever on my
podcast.
Own podcast.
Yeah.
And I told you this, and I said it was the first time ever that a girl said I have a boyfriend, and then I was happy for her. because I was like, a girl this awesome deserves a guy that awesome. That's very honest. I'm not just saying that.
No, I mean like, no, we are
very, very sincere. But anyway. My point is that I still essentially met her as your girlfriend.
Right.
And it's very rare that you meet the significant other of a guy friend.
Yes.
Especially a guy friend that you sort of have like a shit-kicking good time.
Yeah.
And that person takes a liking to you and goes, hey, we all got to hang.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm so – we mentioned Vince in Georgia earlier. It's why I'm so – one of the reasons I'm so close with Vince in Georgia because she's – I think she's cool as fuck.
She is.
You know what I mean?
She's super cool.
But like it's like, and I don't mean that like, well, I think she's cool, so she gets a pet.
No.
I mean like she's cool as shit, and like Georgia's the kind of like, I'll be like, I could just be friends with you too. You know what I mean? So I was sad and I was like, does Lauren not like me?
No, it's not at all. I hope that I gave all of the deep specifics of my personal life to explain to you that that's not the situation
you
at
did.
All.
Now, what's your thing?
So, in addition to this that we just talked through.
I feel way better about the whole thing,
good.
By the way.
Excellent.
Way better.
Right?
Way better.
It's so weird how just talking about things makes them leave
and
your
this
body.
Is what guys don't do. Guys hit each other and they yell and they don't get
I mean,
these
I could
out.
Feel it when I walked in and we were usually when we walk in, we have our like first drink before we start recording. It's just pally, pally, pally. And there was just like indescribable absence of what had been there before, and now it will be once again because
we
talked through it.
Wet and half dressed because I just got out of the shower,
and you were because you just finished dumping in your kitty litter box that you have in your home. So,
I get street cats into the house.
I get an email, so you have to realize we've talked about this in the past. We both have very close sets of friends on the East Coast that
we don't
see anymore.
Yes, sir.
And that I'm sure for you, as for me, they are. Sad that they no longer get to see. We no longer get to see each other as I am.
Yes,
I get a and granted, this was mostly tongue in cheek, but also belied a truth that my very very like one of my best friends emailed and just said, "Oh, it's good. It's nice to listen to you talk with your new best friend." While your fucking real best friend sits back in the East Coast not going out. And so I'm getting it from all sides here,
Keep
Joe.
Getting it from all sides.
And I was like, you got to call in as old school best friend.
Is he going to call in?
I want him to. But I found out he arrived in San Francisco today without telling me. Like, I have no idea that he's even visiting California.
That's a nice fuck you. That's a tall glass of fuck you.
Yeah, that's like, I'm going to be in your state, but I'm not going to tell you.
But here's the thing, old best friend.
Yeah.
And I address this to him.
Yeah.
Without even knowing his name.
Yeah.
I say this to you, old best friend. We're at that age where it's event hangouts.
It's no longer friendship-based hangouts.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be getting closer to Kurt.
If we didn't have a podcast.
Exactly. where they're not some potential monetary gain on both sides of this coin.
Some potential incredibly small, not even dollar figures. We're talking cents.
We're
gain.
Talking stamps.com sponsorship here. This is like, we don't hang out outside of this podcast.
Well, I mean, we used to, but then we started the podcast. We see each other every
yeah,
once
yeah.
in a while.
But I mean, we hang out. But like, my point is like, we live in walking distance of one another, first of all.
Essentially.
Which helps. But you know, it's like I would not have seen you three times this month were it not for this podcast.
Hands down.
There's no way it would have happened.
Right. No, I agree. It's
but
event,
I have friends like that
it
too.
Is, it's event based hangout.
I have event. It used to not be that.
Like when you were younger, it was just hangouts because you honestly had no other way to push against the dying darkness of the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was nothing else to do. Now we've got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, you also had more time. I mean, and by a lot of stuff going on, I would define that as not just work stuff.
Yeah.
I would define that as anxiety.
Sometimes you just got to be like, you know what? I don't have it in me to leave the house.
Exactly.
I have to sit on the couch tonight.
It's depression.
Yeah.
It's I was working all week and I don't want to see people today.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk on the phone because I'm not me right now. It's all these things that happen when you're older.
Yeah.
You know, it's also, well, I'm a grown up now and the only thing that will bring me joy all week is getting the Big Mac that I've been thinking about all week on my horrible fucking diet.
Ooh.
Therefore,
when do you get it?
Oh, I every weekend I go and
you get a Big Mac. We got one together.
You and I got a Big Mac together?
Didn't we?
Oh, no. We went through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Was that at Del Taco, though?
Oh,
or
at
McDonald's?
Del Taco. Yeah.
McDonald's or Del Taco?
I can't remember.
I feel like you didn't get anything.
Oh, come on now. Yes, I did. It was after you tried to urinate on our friend's house that I kept you, and you said you just urinated on the street.
They don't need to know about that.
I'm not mentioning the names of the friends.
They're going to know if they hear it.
Also, no, they can't because their house is set back.
Also, I like my assumption that our friends are listening to our yeah, I peed. There's pictures of it.
Yeah, I took pictures.
Everybody did. There were a few people taking pictures.
And then we went and got – but I also didn't – what's interesting is that was like a that was like the phantom Big Mac for me because I didn't remember that happened until like 3 days later. And I was like, oh, then we got Big Macs.
I'll get a Big Mac with you any day, anytime.
All right,
any place, anytime. I have no problem.
That is the reason. That's the one reason I still like going on tour. To eat trash in airports.
What are you doing Saturday?
What am I doing Saturday?
This is a new step on the podcast. Making plans on the podcast, potentially. Are you free?
I have an old, old friend that we're having dinner with.
Your old best friend isn't going to like the sound of that. He's up in San Francisco.
He knows who it is. It's Changwin, buddy. It's Changwin. I'm having dinner with Changwin.
Oh, I'm having dinner. I'm eating General Tso's by myself up here near the Golden Gate. But after that, is it like a whole night with the guy? Here's why I ask.
Why?
Because I might be hanging with a friend Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, the wife,
mm-hmm.
we do an amends hang.
Yeah.
We all hang out, a big group. Why not? We have a couple drinks, and then maybe we go to McDonald's after.
All right. I like that. I like the sound of that.
You let me know if it works.
All right. Sounds good.
You let me know. This
has been a fantastic episode. We've cleared the air. I do feel like what's weird is that this is genuinely two adult men becoming friends, because we definitely just had our first like a worrisome event in friendship that could have resulted, if we weren't doing this podcast, in maybe us not talking or seeing each other for
easily,
like a month or two.
Easily. It could have resulted in both of us saying, fuck that guy, for different reasons.
Right.
It could have resulted in me being like, well, fuck that. I wasn't invited. That's bullshit. And it could have been you being like, this guy's going to give me shit about this? Fuck him, man. It could have been a two-way fuck that guy.
And you know why I said fuck you in that text, too? Was
why?
Because I felt powerless. Do you know what I mean? Because I was like, if I can't, you know, it's just like, I don't want to be the guy who then takes over the invite list for my wife's birthday party. You know,
and I felt like I was potentially whining in the text to you,
right? So we both
read that way. So then you were like, "Oh fuck you, man!"
And if I had actually responded the way I felt, like, "Oh man, I'm sorry," like it's Lauren's thing, and you know, it just came about that way. Well, I don't know if that would have been any better. I was trying to like just cut it off at the head.
Listen, and I also know too, when you're married, you have to take into account another person. You're in
and
a
also
partnership.
No, when you're married. What your partner thinks and feels is more important than what any friend thinks or feels.
Right, yeah.
Well, do you know what I mean? Because,
yeah, of course.
Because
of
I'm
course.
Not going to lay down in bed next to you. That's the end of the game. Like, and you know, it's like it has to be as important as what you think.
I totally agree with that. And you know what? I'll end this on a real smushy note.
Yeah.
A real smushy note.
Good. Give it to me.
You're good for doing that. And I hope one day my partner is as wonderful as your partner is. And that's how you have to be to have a wonderful partner.
We are partners in podcast, aren't we?
Yes.
Hey, this was an emotional hang.
Yeah, man. This was an hour-long emotional hang. I loved every
minute. I loved every
of this
second
one.
Of it.
Buddy, I'll say it. I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Thank you. Do you have plugs? Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, I'll plug some shit.
Notice I had to say I love you with my back to you.
You did. You turned your back on me.
I'm sorry I couldn't say it face to face.
You turned your back on me because also I've already said I love you. It's in a relationship. I've already been the one who broke it and said I love you.
You also told me if I said I love you too, you would have mocked me.
No, that's not true. I was joking with you.
That's it. All right.
Emotional.
Hangs. Good
job.
I meant bye, but fair.
Fair night.
No, well. Saya.
Nara.
Feral Audio.